Hi, tenors. This is a recording, a practice recording for you of Unatana Tokef. It's a tricky piece, both in terms of diction and in terms of rhythm. A lot of little details to worry about, nothing that you haven't done before and that you can't do again. Here we go. From the top, Lisa's solo. She starts. First phrase, a little tricky. Three things you should know. The final letter of Tokef, the F, needs its own eighth rest. Kef. Same thing with the T on Kiddushat. So, third thing, Yom, Hayom. Make sure the M comes on the third beat. Yom. So let me give that to you rhythmically. That phrase, one, two, three. Unetane Tokef. Kiddushat Hayom. Very dramatic representation there, but it's got to be soft and distinct. Okay? Right there. One, two, go. One, two, ma. Going on. It's Lisa. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Quietly. Shofarim. Boom. Go. Rest. More. Shofar. Okay, I believe the plural is shofarim. That's you guys, top of 27. Da 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 da. Rest. And you do it twice, okay? Bottom of 28, first measure, your third beat is abbreviated. So it's one, two, three off. One, two, three off. Okay, let's take it from the top of 27. Lisa's finishing her solo. Be a good shofar. Here we go. On the emet, there are two emet, examples of emet. Again, exaggerated diction. For the T on emet, both times, put on an eighth rest, just to make it a little more dramatic. One, two, emet. One, two, emet. Okay, let's try it again. Bottom of 28, Lisa. One, two. High A flat. Don't sacrifice the quality of the tone, but remember it has to be below Lisa in volume. All of you together have to be softer than Lisa. So, high, I know, but you can do it. Okay, now let's move on to page 30. Slightly altered arrangement from what's written on the page. Tenors, For the second and third measures, top of 30, your you take the upper bass line, okay? The upper bass line. You get to read the bass clef for two measures. The reason we do that is, well, originally it was written for tenor, tenor, bass, bass, but we don't have enough tenor, tenor, bass, bass to go around. So the altos will sing the tenor part, and the tenors sing the upper bass part. This is what it sounds like. So, in other words, just two measures, but just be ready for that. Let me put it in context. The very bottom, last measure of 29, Lisa finishes. And you. Okay, let's try that again. Bottom of 29. Lisa. I go on. Me. Okay. Very, very quick rhythm. Hard to get all those syllables in. Ume e lav. Ume e lav. Ume e lav. Okay. Rhythm is this. 4-1. Da 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 dun 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 da, and again, and one. Da 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 dun 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 dun. Okay, let's try it. Bottom of 30. I come in, and you get ready. Good. Me. Moving on, Lisa. Again, very high, high G flats, and the big money note, the one that will get some rich little old lady to give it an extra $1 million, it's top of 32, that G natural, the third note. Turns it from major to minor to major. Okay, so bring out that G natural. It's very effective. Other thing, on the very last couple of syllables, on Adam Bo, you want to make M, a very dramatic, almost a separate syllable. Kol Adam Bo. Kol Adam Bo. Okay? So let's take it from the top of 31, second measure where Lisa's doing her thing. Bottom of 31. Now you come in. Rest. Kol Adam Bo. Okay, let's just try that same thing. Top of 31. Details. Practice it through a couple of times and you'll be much better for it. This is the end of the tape.